O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Reveal among us the light of your presence, that we may behold your power and glory. The night is past, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 50, followed by Psalm 149. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. The Lord, the most mighty God, has spoken and called the world from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not keep silence. Consuming fire goes out before him, and a mighty tempest stirs about him. He calls the heaven above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my faithful, who have sealed my covenant with sacrifice. Let the heavens declare his righteousness. For God himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, O Israel, for I am God, your God. I will not reprove you for your sacrifices, for your burnt offerings are always before me. I will take no bull out of your house, nor he-goat out of your folds. For all the beasts of the forest are mine, the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and the insect of the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the whole world is mine, and all that fills it. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and fulfill your vows to God Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall honor me. But to the wicked, says God, why do you recite my statutes and take my covenant upon your lips? Since you refuse to be disciplined and have cast my words behind you, when you saw a thief, you made friends with him, and you threw in your lot with adulterers. You have loosed your lips for evil and harnessed your tongue to deceit. You sit and speak evil of your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things have you done, and should I keep silence? Did you think that I am even such a one as yourself? But no, I must reprove you and set before your eyes the things that you have done. You that forget God, consider this well, lest I tear you apart and there is none to deliver you. Whoever offers me the sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me. And to those who keep my way will I show the salvation of God. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Let us pray. Mighty God, dwelling in unapproachable light, forgive our vain attempts to appease you, and show us your full salvation in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Sound praises to the Lord, all the earth. Alleluia. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praise in the congregation of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and lyre. For the Lord has pleasure in his people and adorns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful be joyful in glory. Let them rejoice in their ranks. With the praises of God in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment decreed. Such honor have all his faithful servants. Alleluia. Sound praises to the Lord, all the earth. Let us pray. Glorious and redeeming God, give us hearts to praise you all our days, and wills to reject the world's deceits, that we may bind the evils of our age and proclaim the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Ecclesiasticus, beginning at chapter 48, verse 1. Then Elijah arose, a prophet like fire, and his word burned like a torch. He brought a famine upon them, and by his zeal he made them few in number. By the word of the Lord he shut up the heavens, and also three times brought down fire. How glorious you were, Elijah, in your wondrous deeds! Whose glory is equal to yours? You raised a corpse from death, and from Hades, by the word of the Most High. You sent kings down to destruction, and famous men from their sick beds. You heard rebuke at Sinai, and judgments of vengeance at Horeb. You anointed kings to inflict retribution, and prophets to succeed you. You were taken up by a whirlwind of fire, in a chariot with horses of fire. At the appointed time, it is written, you are destined to calm the wrath of God before it breaks out in fury, to turn the hearts of parents to their children, and to restore the tribes of Jacob.
God will feed his flock like a shepherd, and gather the lambs in his arms. Go up to a high mountain, herald of good tidings to Zion. Lift up your voice with strength, herald of good tidings to Jerusalem. Lift up your voice, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. God will feed his flock like a shepherd, and gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his breast, and gently lead those that are with young. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. God will feed his flock like a shepherd, and gather the lambs in his arms.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, beginning at chapter 3, verse 1. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And the crowds asked him, what then should we do? In reply, he said to them, whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none. And whoever has food must do likewise. Even tax collectors come to be baptized, and they ask him, teacher, what should we do? He said to them, collect no more than the amount prescribed for you. Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire."
Now it is time to awake out of sleep. For the night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. For the night is far spent. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. For the day is at hand. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh. For the night is far spent, and the day is at hand.
Elizabeth, the wife of Zechariah, brought forth a son. He grew and became strong in spirit.
All of the house of
Elizabeth, the wife of Zechariah, brought forth a son. He grew and became strong in spirit.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Lord God, who promised Zechariah a son filled with the spirit and power of Elijah to prepare a people fit for the Lord, we pray for reconciliation between all people. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord God, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb. May she who believed your promise be blessed among women, and may we proclaim with joy the good news of your Christ. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord God, at John's birth, Zechariah proclaimed he would be the prophet of the Most High. We pray for all who preach the good news. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord God, when your son came to the Jordan and was baptized by John, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit descending as a dove. May we who are baptized into your church faithfully proclaim in the world the words of your beloved Son. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord God, John proclaimed your Son as the Lamb of God, and John's disciples followed Jesus. Help us to follow him also, and by our words and deeds, to bring our families and friends closer to you. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord God, who sent John to witness to the light, to be the voice of one crying in the wilderness, and to prepare the way of the Lord, comfort your people and bring your healing to the sick and needy, to the brokenhearted and the oppressed, to prisoners and captives. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord God, John preached the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins and suffered imprisonment and death for proclaiming your law. We remember all who have died in your service, joining our prayers with John the Baptist and all the saints. Grant us with them a share in your eternal kingdom. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
God, our Father, in your tender compassion, the dawn from on high has broken upon us. Shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and guide our feet into the way of peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, by whose providence your servant John the Baptist was wonderfully born and sent to prepare the way of your Son, our Saviour, by the preaching of repentance, lead us to repent according to his preaching and after his example, constantly to speak the truth, boldly to rebuke vice, and patiently to suffer for the truth's sake. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Awaiting his coming in glory, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins,
as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the Lord, when he comes, find us watching and waiting.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.